as well. Today, we are delighted to have in studio with us, along with the usual group of suspects, Harry Ardle, who is with us from Detroit Drone. And Harry, once again, good to have you in here. Thank you very much. And then we're also having with us online somebody, the Swami of Silicon Valley.
Of San Joaquin.
That's right. The Swami of San Joaquin is with us. That's Mike Ahmad. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
Mike is with the San Joaquin Partnership, which is an organization that promotes development of entrepreneurs in that area of the world.
He's the economic development czar in that part of the world.
And ooh, it's a czar. Swami and czar.
One valley over from Silicon Valley.
All right, hey,
did
Mike.
I get that, Mike, right? Right, Mike?
Well, yeah, it's one valley over, but it's really part and parcel with what is happening in Silicon Valley as such. That's why we call it Greater Silicon Valley. But yes, lots of changes going on out here.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. Our last segment, we talked about these startups and everything like that. How the heck does something become worth $1 billion so fast?
Well, I think what you have to understand is to get that valuation, you have to be in Silicon Valley. What I have seen over the last 5 years in particular, when it comes to innovation, to be relevant and to access this huge amount of capital, 45% of all the risk capital in the world is in Silicon Valley, and 60% of all risk capital is in California.
Wow.
And so what we've seen is non-traditional technology companies such as Walmart, such as McDonald's, all the automobile companies are out here in Silicon Valley innovating, using this so-called ecosystem to grow these ideas. And the scale is just increasing. That's why I brought up this unicorn or this billion-dollar valuation.
Yeah.
You know, being back in the Midwest, you just don't see the scale in the growth of this. And frankly, you know, I think Harry ought to change his company's name to include the globe, because if the FAA doesn't move along with drones, the rest of the world will. So Detroit and the world, or infinity, is where he needs to think about it, although
if you can...
by his website he's doing very well.
If you can give me a $20 billion IPO, you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, you get to call it whatever you want. It seems kind of ingrown, though. But Cal, go ahead.
Okay, so then my question to you, Mike, would be this. If I'm a startup here in the Midwest, do I need to relocate in Silicon Valley? Or how do I get the people in Silicon Valley to say, hey, we want to throw our dollars
in the
Midwest?
No, wait a minute. You're asking a guy who's paid to get people to come to his area and open
up.
Yeah,
but he's
shop.
A Swami. He can go beyond the realms of the
natural. Well, we just talked about global. Let's be global. We can start here in the Midwest and go from there.
No, there is no doubt that you can get funded if you're not in Silicon Valley. But you need to have a presence there is what I'm suggesting.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh. And this is the presence maker. Okay, you mean like an office there? Is that what you're saying?
An office, a relationship with someone who is promoting what you're doing wherever you happen to be. So
Harry,
so my point being is that many countries have incubator startups, whatever you want to call them, for their startups, and so they come into Silicon Valley. They get their ideas exposed and funded because the country or the state has an office there that promotes those startups.
You know, this is leading into our next hour, by the way. We're going to be talking about innovation in Detroit with a group of people from kind of an incubator type of thing. And the question will be then, maybe to apply this, how do we get really serious money here to work with people in Detroit? Go ahead.
Well, and there's a lot of serious money here. It's just not at the scale in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, not the same scale.
And Mike, I think it was 30 years ago this year that you and I started taking trips out to the Valley from here when you were living here, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's 30, 31 maybe.
Careful there. I'm the old Swami now, yeah. But no, and I believed in what we were doing back then to the point where I've located an office, which this year I'm going to spend 2 days at least a week in Silicon Valley promoting our area, both our entrepreneurs and as far as entrepreneurs there, to come out and lower their burn rate.
Well, there you go, Harry. So we've just made a contact here.
Yeah, I'm writing.
He's writing furiously, Mike. We're going to have him get in touch with you. That's really important to make that contact, Eddie. Okay. Listen, Mike, one other thing. Before we where you put the cloth over your crystal ball, is there anything else? And I know there's lots of other things. We hope to post a list that you're going to be making of predictions for 2015. But is there any one thing that you see that you can talk about, put your finger on before we leave?
Well, I just want to go back to things that change your life. So 3 years ago, I put a new solar roof on my house. This year I bought a plug-in hybrid Ford Fusion. All the LED lights on my Christmas tree and around me, all my Christmas lights are LED, and they're programmable now. Oh. I have a 4K TV. So next year we're going to see Windows 10, we're going to see the iWatch, we're going to see more sensors everywhere. We're going to see people cutting the cable. HBO now is you're going to be able to get that over the internet.
That's right, HBO Plus, right?
Yeah, and so there's really rapid change. People here in Silicon Valley live with rapid change, but people that I talk to, it's just going faster and faster.
It seems like that. Seems like the carousel has just picked up speed. So how are you planning on coping with it? Buying another device?
I'm going to invest in an iPad and also an iPhone, the large format this year with the fingerprint, because security and payments are going to be big this year.
I think so too. Matter of fact, that was part of my prediction. I think I saw, Cal, you mentioned it as well about payments and the fingerprint security in particular. Mike, we're going to be wrapping these things up right now, but thank you very much for being with us. Mike Amon from the Swami of San Joaquin Valley, and we'll be having his predictions in more detail coming up. They'll be on our prediction page, and that'll be coming up a little later on. Have a great...
One other thing.
Yes.
One other thing, Oscar. Thank you for 24 years as the voice on WJR for Internet Advisor. Great job.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's been 17 here for that, but I have also been in broadcasting in many other ways for 24 years, matter of fact, close to 40 in some other areas. But Mike, thank you so much for being here with us, too.
You're welcome.
And we will be checking back with him, Mike Amon, during the year. Now, Harry, I want to talk with you just kind of quickly and say thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
We're going to be talking about innovation coming up in the next hour. You certainly are on the cutting edge of that with the Detroit drone. Check out our homepage, internetadvisor.net. You can see right there how you can get to Detroit Drone, find out more about the exciting things that are happening. I don't think we can yet imagine the kind of areas we're going to be in.
Well, there's quite a few coming up, but some of the most popular ones will probably be networking, sniffing and flying near networks to get information on them, situational awareness for first responders, and don't forget the hobbyists, like Mr. Baker's son. I'm personally part of a group that's organizing racing and other things. And
we'll have more leads to that coming up. Harry, Arnold, thank you so much for being with us.